Good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council regular council meeting for Monday, August the 11th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. I see Reverend Marty Puckett here, so I'm going to ask, I guess I better do a roll call first.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Woodruff.
Here.
Okay, we do have everyone present tonight. So the next item is an invocation, and I see Reverend Marty Puckett from the Ministerial Association. I'll ask him to lead us in an invocation, and everyone remain standing for the pledge.
Father, we do thank you, God, for another beautiful day of life, God, that you've given to us, Lord, for your many, many blessings of life. God, we thank you for our town, and God, these are our elected officials, Lord, who work so hard to take care of things, God, our police department and fire department and rescue personnel, Lord, that you just bless them, keep them all safe as they do their job. God, we just pray you be in this meeting tonight, Lord, that everything be done in condition and in order. God, we thank you and praise you for all things. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. We ask that you please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is a response from the July 28th, 2025 special call meeting. Do we have a response to anyone?
I don't have any.
No, there was no public expression that night. So we will move on to the approval of the agenda, which can be amended by a majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as presented. Brain stopped working.
A second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. Report number A, Fire Department Chief Hawkins.
I'm sure you all should have a copy of the report.
Okay.
I ain't got a pretty copy with me. Anybody ever, y'all look over it? Got any questions under anything?
Well,
hey, Matt. Okay.
Not really.
So,
I don't know what's up.
On the mileage report.
Hey, what?
Which, the mileage report, which one of those is the vehicle you take home?
675.
Okay. I didn't know which one it was. It doesn't say. So that's yours.
And you, what's 686? Is that the newer, the one that sits up front? Yep.
First run trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions for Chief Hawkins?
I know it's August. Won't be long. October 31st, fire department's still going to sponsor the trunk or treat.
All goes well.
And it's on a Friday night, right?
Yep, on Friday night.
Yeehaw.
Probably. I don't know who we play ball that night with.
We are. We're open that week.
Open that week.
I'm pretty sure. Yep.
Ball be good.
Yep. I think we are open that week.
Trick or treat. I think getting the word out and maybe, you know, trying to get more people involved to come out.
You know, we tried to talk to everybody. Of course, you know, the school always tries to have something out in the parking lot anymore. It's the school. I've asked them time to, why don't you just come do it on Friday night with us? But I never ever got any response.
So I don't know who heads that one up.
I think that they are required, and I just know this because I've been in these meetings, they're required to have so many family engagement events, and they have to be held at the school.
Right.
So
right.
I think they can count
that's
one.
That's just one of them do.
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, I've talked to some of the Jeepers and stuff about maybe participating that night. And I don't know. I think they kind of want to be on their own for some reason or other. So, not real sure. And everything, I've run that through with Brian because he's in with the Jeeps. And everything. That would be a good bunch to have in on Halloween night to do it. But I think a lot of them participate in their hometowns and stuff because they come from
all over
for that night, all right. Over for that night. And they plan those accordingly.
Cliff, thank you for doing a bang-up job on the fireworks.
You're welcome. Gets tougher all the time to deal with fireworks and all that stuff because they're constantly changing the laws and the rules and all that stuff with it. You just got to... Fortunately, the town's able to do the actual fireworks themselves rather than have to go through a lot of other people and everything. So that's where we're at with that, which is good. I mean, that keeps you from being pestered by a lot of people and everything. So far, the fireworks we've been getting from Pyrotechnico have all been quality fireworks. We might need to look at where we have to back things up, talking to them a little bit, and making sure that they don't set us no real small stuff, because you back it up like what we've had to do because of the increased distances of law changes. You get farther and farther and back, farther back towards the primary school with them. Man, can't bring them out here on the edge no more because there's not enough distance between that and the houses, so we've had to back them way up.
They still look good.
Yeah.
So in actuality, you all actually moved back in between high school and...
Oh, yeah, primary. Yeah, we're in back between the high school and the primary school right now. We're all the way back to the primary school's main parking lot right there, up against that chain link fence on the big shields. How far back we've had to go with them. Originally, we were shooting right there, basically right in front of the gym.
Yeah.
But in order to get the sight and the distances that you need, you've had to back up. And that's where you got to go, because I get on Google Earth and use measuring circumference with that. And it's a lot of people don't understand. They got to have 400 feet. What that means is that's not 400 feet from the center of the fireworks display. That's 400 feet from, like, a 4-inch shell takes 100 feet per inch. And if you've got a 50-foot long strip of them, it's 400 feet from each end of that 50-foot, or each side of that 50-foot. It's 400 feet, so you've got to have clearance on that stuff now. Where it was down, all the way down to, like, 300, 275, 300. And that's, I look to see them make it even tougher. I do know they're working on processing Virginia selling selling fireworks like they do in Tennessee and Virginia. We can buy little mortars legally and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know they're working on that. I don't know if that would ever happen. I don't know. The bigger places like Richmond and Virginia Beach, stuff like that, they don't want that to ever happen because they don't want people shooting them. Of course, they're in close proximity to a lot of people. Now in this area, you know, you get somebody back on one of these hills or whatever, shooting them. They're far enough away, it don't matter. They don't have to be to 200 feet by law, so 200 feet is not very far. When you get back here on one of these, pops on one of these hills or somewhere for some of these people, if it's got a 500-foot driveway, they can pretty much shoot what they want. But pretty well what that is with fireworks. Still have to go every year. I have to go every year now. It used to be every other year I went. I have to go every year to safety training to maintain license and everything. Got to get somebody else trained because I'm going to retire. All of us is clicking right on up there. I'm going to get to the point I'm going to watch them instead of shoot them.
All right, any other questions for the fire department? Do you have anything for us?
Not right off hand, we got a lot of money.
No,
we don't.
We don't got no money.
All right.
That's enough.
Other than we do need to try to figure out what, because they ain't that far in the future, we'll have to do something truck-wise. And remember, it takes anywhere between 24 and 48 months to get one of them now, going big trucks.
And you're looking at a minimum of $1 million or better.
Hmm. Better. Now,
I sure hope we found a whole bunch of grants.
Well, there's various ways of doing it, but and everything, you can always finance them.
The only thing with finance, you got to pay it back.
Well, I realize that.
I mean, when I can't make a payment, So that's what we're looking at.
I know, like in some areas, they add like $5 a month to every water bill or whatever to offset those costs. And even in town and out of town, a lot of places do. They have fire taxes, different types of levies to do that in smaller areas, just because, like I said, there's not the tax base out there and off the business and stuff to do it with, so they have to create a tax base in some way. Something like $5 on a water bill is probably the easiest way to do it on residential. A little bit more than that on the business. And I realize that y'all get hammered over water bills and stuff already.
When we go 5%, yeah. It's terrible.
Well, you know, you still got to have.
The reality of the thing is that one day this is going to be a reality.
It's sooner than you might think, because one of them, 98 models. And what'll end up happening, it'll get towards the power cost on it is more than the payment cost.
And in lieu of that, the problem that's created to the citizens and the businesses is fire insurance.
Right, it will. The older they get, the more the fire insurance is.
And believe me, that insurance people are aware of all this.
They are. They're very well aware. ISO and all those people are very well aware. So, I mean, it's out there. It's a reality that you either got to keep up or quit, because, like I said, eventually the power cost on them will get astronomical. And it's already getting pretty high, Jimmy can tell you
and,
that.
And by you and another person, you all have saved the town a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah. And we do everything we can to do that. Some people, like Norton pretty well has a contractor come in and do all of theirs. They'll charge you to fix a valve, they'll charge you $500 for the labor and then a couple hundred bucks for the parts. And for the most part, we usually end up just the parts because we've been rocking with the valves.
And then that brings up another thing is you and the other person are getting of an age that you can't weave in around all that stuff to get in there to do it.
Yeah, we'll fit. We'll fit no more. Man, spring day would take that number sub him in the hole. He's a lot skinnier than I am.
But we appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, it gets to work. And everything and something. And it takes longer to do it than it used to.
It does.
We do a lot. And everything, fortunately, I'm certified to do most of that stuff.
Yeah. Through your past work.
Through my past work. I've got all my journeyman's papers and all that stuff, and all this stuff, so. And Roger does too. But we do most of it ourselves. And we did about a $10,000 repair back in the spring there. So.
And we thank you for that.
For about $350. That was the part that it took to put in there. But it took
A lot of people don't know that.
It took about 3 days to put the part in there.
Yeah.
You start talking.
Because you can't, there's no room in there to work.
No, a lot of stuff you just have to take completely apart.
And you got to have eyes and end of your fingers.
Dump all the hoses off and all that stuff, take it in and out. So much tough. So much not too bad, so much pretty tough. But so far we've managed to do most of it. Sometimes I have to have somebody come in and do something. took it because of Thule or something of that nature. You run into once in a while, so that stuff takes some specialized tooling. So, but that's where we're at, and everything. So I'm going to leave Sharon to figure out how to do all this. Thanks a lot, huh?
I'm going to defer that to the mayor. He defers everything to me, so I'm defer that to
him. All right, y'all ain't got anything else?
No, I do not. I thank you for all your labor.
I'll let you torture Travis over here.
Yep. I'm next.
All right, next up we have Police Department Chief Mullins.
To the mayor, council, I handed out a copy of our monthly report. It compares the month of June with July. We're starting to see, some, now that we've got Ethan plugged into his shift, we're having some stability within the shifts, and we're starting to see what normal is starting to look like. So June and July were very similar in nature. Some calls went down, others went up, but overall we're starting to get a better snapshot of what normal is starting to look like and how to respond to those respective calls. We recently started school back. We increased our radar and presence in the school zone, and for the most part, the parents and students have done pretty well with that. A little bit of traffic congestion the first day or two, and it's starting to iron itself out, but that's going well. Making significant progress with several cases at the PD and starting to kind of get caught up. And we'll have some more cases that gets closed out, indictments and stuff coming up in the next month or two. We recently, I think as of today, we received our reimbursement for quarter two for DMV. And so those typically take a couple months to get approved and then sent back to us. But we have received the quarter two reimbursement, and I've submitted quarter three to the state. As of Friday, I got the email notification that we've tentatively been approved for the FY26 DMV funds. I've already scheduled for the workshop date. There's a training, it's about half a day long, that we have to undergo. We're doing a new process this year, so I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but we'll learn that process. And then typically in September, they'll call us back. We'll go over to Bristol, and then we find out how much we've been awarded at that point. So, but as of right now, we've tentatively been awarded funds for this next year. So I was happy to hear about that. I also received the email that we were awarded the 599 funds. I submitted that paperwork a month or two ago, and it looks like across the board, every agency got the same for this next upcoming year as what they did this current year. It didn't look like anybody shifted. If so, it wasn't much. And so ours was showing the same this upcoming year from the current year. I've been working with Jimmy over the last week or two on getting the property, list of properties that need to be addressed in reference to ordinance violations. I think we've got around 23 letters that are ready to be sent out, and there will likely be some more moving forward, but we've got a bulk of them ready to be sent out.
Will you explain that process to council?
Yes,
like
sir.
The spreadsheet?
Yes, sir. So the entire police department, as well as Mr. Livingston and Mr. Williams, they have access to the spreadsheet. And so if we see any properties that appear to be in violation of the ordinance, or if anybody calls in to report any of those things, we can have an officer go by and take a look. And if it does appear to be in violation, we get the property address, and we'll take a photograph of the property and its current condition, and then we'll send that over to Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams has a letterhead, and it explains the deficiency as to what the problem was. It provides a copy of the ordinance that's been approved, and it also shows a photograph as to why the violation is, or why that property is in violation and what to do to rectify the situation. And so that's what that process looks like. And so it should give Mr. Williams a good template to send those out, and it's a good tracking mechanism so that if we encounter violations moving forward, we'll be able to show the courts that we've taken all the necessary steps at the lowest level possible prior to getting to the prior to having to issue any summonses or citations.
And Mr. Williams, you have those letters prepped to be sent this week. Is that correct?
That's correct. We had an issue with our computer, so I was unable to get the pictures together. But the letters themselves are ready to go, but one.
And some of the properties, you know, the officers, they see a property and they don't necessarily know where the property line. And so some of that does require a little bit of research on Mr. Williams' part, and that's kind of slows things down a little bit to determine exactly whose property the violation is on, so we can get to the appropriate person. So we're not wasting time and resources on that. But we've got those prepared to be sent out. Brandon and Ethan, they completed the first day of the car seat technician class today. It's a 4-day class. I think it's going to be a very good thing for the department and community. They'll be able to properly install car seats and booster seats, whether it's for a newborn or a child or a toddler. And it's just a way for us to help increase safety and also promote welcoming and family-friendly panel. And so, but they both completed the first day of the class, and they're doing that right now. We've got several events on the horizon. We're going to continue to do some monitoring and walkthroughs of the schools. Football season's about to get underway for the Little League as well as the high schools. Guest River Rally, Justin's Walk. We have a couple of bike races and the special needs volleyball that we're all going to be assisting and participating in. So we've got a full slate coming up in the next couple of weeks, but we look forward to participating. But pending any questions from council.
I thank you for pursuing those grants and staying on top of them.
Yes, sir.
As far as your vehicles go, which one, 601, is that the older one that Ricky drives? It's not the new Expedition, correct?
It's the oldest one. So what I did was, when I got here, the numbers were all mismatched, and I think I referenced that in June's meeting. I've realigned the car numbers to match up with the badge numbers, and so Randall's car, for example, whenever it needs to be retired, his will be the next one replaced, and it'll go right back into that slot, so the bumper numbers actually match. It was very confusing because the bumper numbers were nowhere near matching up. There was numbers that were skipped, and then some matching up with different badge numbers and stuff. Just to make it easy across the board for tracking and accountability purposes, we put them all back in sequential order. But that one is the old car, yes.
Okay. Any other questions for Chief Mullins? All right, thank you. Next up, we have Public Work. Nope, Town Manager, Mr. Williams. Can't skip you.
I was like, yeah. Scott County Cable is, would like to increase their footprint over at the box that they have right now across from Estes Funeral Home. They want to put a 4x8 or an 8x8 building. And what that's going to do is house a lot more fiber optic circuitries, and which is going to link from all up down the East Coast, which will allow us to have the bandwidth for, say, if a call center comes in play down here, they'll be able to feed off of that and so on. And it's going to offer every citizen the opportunity to get fiber optics into their homes.
Well,
and they gave me the bandwidth, what it is. I won't say it's 100 meg, but I don't, 100 gig, I don't remember for sure. It's quite a bit.
So this will be offered to every individual in the town of Coburn. If this box goes in, they're going to let us have fiber optics.
We own that piece of land there, right?
Yeah, we do.
So
right now we lease with them as far as our easement goes, and they provide discount prices for town hall.
So are we?
Services.
We're still using them plus Hillcom.
Right.
Two different.
Hillcom's out in the community as well, some homes in the area.
And in
the office,
office
is, because we have a phone system, the police department has a phone system. phone system at the water plant, so we still utilize Scott County for that.
So with them coming in to do that, would we change the lease wording to that?
I was going to ask Will if we need to do that, or is it going to be an easement situation? Basically, it's not going to, to my understanding, it's going to be like an L shape. The building's going to be on the backside of the one side right now. So it won't go further into the parking area that used
Estes
uses for the off-street
park. So did we ever determine, were we going to let Estes use that and lease it to them? Because they were going to want to pave it. Was that right?
Mm-hmm.
That was an option.
They were wanting to make a parking lot there.
Yeah, last time when we first started that is when Scott County was talking about doing this. But they brought it to me about a year ago of getting this done, and now they've got all the funding. It's a multi-million dollar outfit to get all the work done.
I think before we proceed, we need to sit down and figure out exactly how much of that area they need.
Mm-hmm. And offer the balance
due to the fact that Estes has also asked for that, and that may be something that you and Will can work on together and then allow council to determine how we want to move forward with that, whether it's leasing both sections, one to Scott County, one to Estes Funeral Home, or whether the easement or whatever is sufficient for Scott County. But we've kind of put, now the Scott County is moving forward, we've kind of put Estes Funeral Home off for quite a while, so I'd like to see us go ahead and link both of these things together in order to give them an answer.
And they do currently use it also. It's, mm-hmm. it's not like they've not benefit from it from this point. Any questions on that? And I'll have more information the further we get into it. The permit for road closure for pedestrian rally has been put in. And trick or treat is, I'm getting ready to do that one for Halloween.
The Jeep people, they've already sent you the date. Theirs is, okay. Theirs is good.
October, I think it is.
Yeah. Usually it's the week before, but I haven't heard anything.
I have. I think it's because she tagged me in the same email.
Yeah,
the
18th or the 23rd.
Let's see. The 18th. Oh, yep, you responded back in January. We were on top of it. Okay, yep, Jeepers Creepers will be on October the 18th.
Okay. just thinking about something, I lost it. I'll go with some questions, I think, about what I was trying to
think. Questions for Mr. Williams. I would just like to, it's not a question, it's a statement. Of course, I know that you and the police department and Mr. Livingston are out working on these properties. Of course, Labor Day weekend is coming up. You're going to begin to get bombarded with requests. So as far as things that we need to do for the town, so if we go ahead and get on top of that now, it won't feel as much as a rush. So I don't know if you've got any fine workers or that kind of stuff, but it would be a good idea to go ahead now and make sure that the front street, the brick sidewalks are clean, the stage area is cleaned. If we need to ask the fire department to come down and help us spray something off, we can't ask them the week before. So if that's something you think you might want to do, you need to go ahead and try to coordinate that with Cliff to see if the fire department can come help us with that. But let's just go ahead and try to make sure that that our town is in shape for our guests that will be coming in. And if you go ahead and start now, then the letter and request that you're going to get from the CIA the week before the rally is going to be a whole lot shorter.
I was going to mention, too, Linda Wisco with their special call public hearing coming up next week.
That's this week, right?
14th.
14th.
So it's this Thursday at 1 o'clock.
It is.
Is that the 14th?
14th at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, this Thursday, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the advertisement was at Town Hall, but the meeting was at Town Hall.
Yes, plus they already had it. They advertised it in the paper, too.
Yep, so council... please be present. Shouldn't take long. 1 o'clock Thursday.
And also, place it onto our Facebook as well, or our website as well. The different businesses in town has asked to be able to advertise on our marquee. I've put some on there. We're in the middle of trying, like, for the farmer's market. They're going to give me a better resolution of a picture to put up there. I know that one there is kind of hard to read just because it was low resolution to begin with. The racetrack, they're sending me stuff now to put on there. And we're working on getting that down, too, so the picture won't be so pixelated on the marquee. And I've actually got a picture of the racetrack on our webpage while the pictures scroll through. If y'all want to take a look at that, so I'm slowly getting into more what we can do with that.
So I've sent to Travis and to Jimmy the grant program from Norfolk and Southern, and to investigate into the programs that would benefit us. And I think the one that we could look at is this, the building we're sitting in. And because it says for community, and this is definitely community. It's used not only by us, but by several people all the time. And if we can reach out and start working on those and get that taken care of, and any other grants that's out there that we're missing out on that could be used for a lot of our buildings, and this being this one definitely needs a lot of work done on it, at the front porch, the back, the whole thing. So to definitely get into that and check the closing dates on them. And I'm thinking that it was open-ended.
Well, I was going to ask if there was a date.
I was told yesterday that the Norfolk Southern grant that would fit this building may run out in October. I don't know that for a fact.
Thriving Communities.
Without researching more.
I kind of looked at it, but I didn't read hard. Oh, September 1.
What all is required?
But I think there can be an extension asked for. So it is September.
Mm-hmm. But it'll open back up in April.
But what all has to be submitted?
Commitment to inclusion in the community engagement, so what it is, organization that operates in the Norfolk Southern 22 state network. Project or program is located within 30 minutes of a Norfolk Southern main line. I could crawl over there maybe and take 30 minutes. Qualifies tax exempt, include all required tax documentation, and then a federal W-9 form to be completed correctly and entirely. And it gives you directions on doing that. The Safety First Grants applications will reopen for community disaster. Those typically remain open for 3 to 6 weeks, depending on recovery. Each one of them has a different guideline.
This has we have about 2.5 weeks, Mr. Williams, for this to do. I think it's possible for us to.
Does it have an award amount?
It doesn't. It doesn't give a.
I believe you read close into it, you'll find there's a dollar amount in there. They belong to one of our churches.
Excuse me, what is it? Vermont.
Roger and Krista.
Qualifies tax exempt.
Yeah, they made the information yesterday.
It doesn't tell
so
me.
So the fire department you're saying is applying to one
they're
of these?
They're getting the safety well, they're, first.
Yeah, the safety first one.
But he can turn one in and he can turn
yeah,
one in.
Yeah, we all
it's all
yeah.
Part of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not limited to just one
right.
one entity well, inside right. the town.
I think the biggest thing is if we can get a quote on the repair costs, because
yes.
these will want like an itemization of the expenses.
They do not matter.
Yeah. But if we can get that, the rest of it is just narratives and feeling.
What do we need to get?
That goes back to finding a
engineer. Engineer, but
an engineer.
Paperwork Robert kind of got.
So we need to have. I'm not sure that this building we would make it in the 2 weeks that we've got to get it done.
Nope, but it'd be worth a try.
We could try real hard, but you're going to have to come up with a. How much is it going to cost to redo the porch? How much is it going to cost to put the new lights in? How much is it going to cost to build up the bottom? How much is it going to cost for the facade? We're going to have prices in line and how much and who's doing it and what's it going to cost us. Because they're going to want to know that. I haven't delved into the grant deep to
but
look
most,
at all
most
of it.
Most of all of them want a plan.
Yeah, we have to have a plan. What you're going to do with it. Exactly.
Well, I've been saying for how many months to get an engineer in here to look at the building, and had we already had somebody in here and got a quote.
But he was just going to give us the quote to come look at it.
Right.
That wasn't, I want somebody to come look at it and give me a bid. Don't tell me how much you're going to charge me to come look at it.
Can anybody at the Lane Group help us with this?
No, not really. I'm going to call...
What was it, Quisenberry's?
Quisenberry.
Please try to contact him tomorrow.
Is he Quisenberry?
Yeah, he worked for him.
I know somebody.
Yeah.
I might could get a phone number.
Yeah.
Well, I found out a few minutes ago that our plant operator, Tracy, his son works for him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm not damn bad.
As an engineer.
I think it's worth a shot.
Yeah, to get them down here, see what they can do and...
You know, we've been talking about this, and we just need to jump on it if time permits. And
if we don't get it done in time, know it's there, and it opens back up again in April. So all of our ducks could be in a row and really be nice and neat package to have that done. And while we have Quisenberry's coming in to look here, the pond area and what we would like to do up there, have them look at the property that we own and what they can put on the property we own. And there is also the land that's attached to those up there belongs to Paramount Cove. And they may be willing to give us more property to go with it if we wanted it, if we needed to. Possibly. And that also goes to the Department of Energy because that is reclaimed
mine
properties. But I have to have a plan.
There's something here that says any delay in submitting the application should be addressed prior to the deadline date. Does that mean?
Tell them before the first that the reason I'm on hold is because I've got my...
I'm waiting on the engineer.
Yeah.
To come look.
My engineer.
Would they still accept it?
So
maybe. I'd say that would be a case to case.
Yeah. So it's an option. All right. Other questions for Mr. Williams? Do you have anything else for Ms.?
Not at this time.
Okay. Next up, the Lane Group. I do not see a
you left off.
Gosh. The problem is because I'm marking it off to. I've got one off. Next up is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening,
sir.
I just got back off vacation. The guys are there. They've been pretty busy while I've been gone. And they repaired a leak a 1-inch on the Driftfield Drive banner. They had a 2-inch leak. Dungannon Road, they had a blowout, and they got it repaired. They had a bad sewer blockage up in Banner. They got it repaired. Baker and Bennett, we had to put a PRV in up there because they didn't have any pressure. And got a call that we had to patch a hole on 72 right there. It was real bad. And they got it repaired. And they did 163 work orders.
And they did get the road patched.
They got
the
road patched.
Came back
72.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Question. Have you had a chance to call Buck in?
Yeah, I called him this morning right there. And he said, hopefully, one day this week, he got the pump. He just said, hey, come pick the slider up or slide down in the hole. And he said, hopefully, he'll have it in for us this week.
Good deal. Good deal. Hope you had a great time on your vacation.
Yeah,
and are we talking about the new pump that's going out here?
Yeah, the chopper.
At Food City.
Chopper. Okay. Chopper at Food City.
Mm-hmm.
All right, other questions for Mr. Livingston? All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Next up is the Lane Group. I don't see anyone from the Lane Group present. Do we have anything from them?
I do have in hand the actual completed documentation from North of Southern Railroad through Rail Pros. And to do the bores has been approved for the upcoming project.
All right.
That's all the information I have.
Okay. Next up, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $21,311.66. The interim accounts payables were $103,976.11. You have the meeting minutes for July 14th, regular meeting, July 28th, public hearing meeting, and July 28th, special call meeting. Our posted cash balance as of August the 8th was $59,894.64. We had $18,649.64 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $21,211.66, leaving a balance of $20,033.34. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Riley's deposit was $15,438.62. Today's deposit was $16,225.02, for a combined total cash availability of $51,696.98. You have copies of our total cash availability report for the month of July and for August current, and you have the cash availability comparison report. You also have copies of the statements for the card services, corporate cards, and the WEX Valero gas cards.
All right, questions for Mrs. Sharp. So, Mrs. Sharp, the other day when I met down at Town Hall, there were select items on the interim accounts payable and the accounts payable due. They're all listed. Everything is currently listed. Is that correct?
Everything that's in the system is listed. We've got some more accounts payables that need keyed in, but
as far as approving, we're approving everything that is keyed in.
Everything that's keyed in, yes.
Okay. Other questions?
So what we're going to do, talk about this enclosed.
It's an agenda item.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under new business.
Okay. So you need from us
these minutes approved.
So the total accounts payable due.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the total accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I will make a motion to accept the interim accounts payable as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the interim accounts payable due as presented. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I will make a motion to accept the council minutes of the regular meeting of July the 14th, 2025, and all council members were present.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the regular council meeting minutes for July the 14th. Is there any discussion? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Get to the next one. Make sure everybody's here.
See, everybody was present.
I will make a motion for July the 28th public hearing minutes. All council was here.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the council minutes from the public hearing on July 28th. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
I will make another motion that July 28th special call meeting minutes to as presented to us be approved. All council was present.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the July 28th, 2025 special call meeting minutes as presented. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Mr. Sharp, is that all you need from us?
It is.
Okay. Council, do we have any more questions for Mrs. Sharp? Okay, I would just like to caution department heads. Of course, we had a departmental meeting today, but, you know, we're not sitting in lots of cash, okay? So only spend what is necessary, and as far as overtime goes, unless it's absolutely 100% needed, don't do it.
We've done this before, where if you work overtime, you come in late or you take a day off. Can we not do some of that right now while our money's this low and start trying to balance that out a little bit? Because the overtime is astronomical. And you heard our cash flow is real tight, so I want everybody to keep a job and get paid, so.
Anything else? All right, next up, the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
And everything I have tonight will be a closed session. It's my understanding we're going into closed session anyway.
Okay. I have a question that was brought up today when we had our meeting with our department heads. When we set the reorganizational meeting for this year in January, we chose to have a regular meeting and a workshop. At what point, if we were to choose to forego the workshop meetings, what would we need to do?
You would just need to have a vote in order to forego those, and then that would automatically be dropped from the meeting schedule.
Okay. I'll go ahead and bring it up. As you all are aware, we started this month meeting with department heads at Town Hall, department heads and the Vice Mayor and myself, before the regular meeting. Typically that's in detail. There's some stuff that we can iron out before we get here. But of course, all of the questions that we asked that needed to be asked for the public and in front of all council, we did. The purpose of the workshop, I think, in the past has gone away from what it was created for. I think that the purpose of the workshop was originally that we come and discuss what we're planning on voting on at our regular meeting. And it's, in all reality, our workshop and our regular meetings are the exact same, other than we technically can't vote on anything in our workshop. So I think it would be the idea of the department heads, as well as myself, for us to forego the workshop meetings and have just a regular meeting. And then, of course, at any time that we need to have a special called meeting, we can do so. During budget season, we can call special called meetings in order to have workshops to discuss the budget. So I will move right now that the town of Coburn eliminate our workshop meetings held the fourth Monday of each month and only have one regular council meeting the second Monday of each month at 6:30.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to forego the town of Coburn workshop meetings the fourth Monday of each month and only have one regular meeting the second Monday of each month at 6:30 here at the depot. Is there any discussion? Okay, Mr. Sharp, I'll call for a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins. Damatay Moon.
Aye.
Joe Steele. Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodard.
All right, motion carries. Mr. Williams, please make sure that that is noted on our webpage, at Town Hall and on our Facebook page.
And also we have a article in the newspaper that has all the listings for town councils. I'll make sure that's changed also.
Okay. Additionally, I will go ahead at this time and move the October regular meeting, which is scheduled for Columbus Day, which is a holiday. I will move that to Monday, October the 20th, as a special call meeting due to the date being changed. So October's meeting will be October the 20th as a special call meeting, 6:30 p.m. Okay, any other questions for Mr. Sturgill? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to new business A, which is Town of Coburn delinquent tax report.
We had discussed it today at our meeting. We don't think it's feasible to run those in the paper. Rather, we make, if we can, put it on Facebook or something like that. I guess we have to clear that with you. Not sure.
So, the way, so
I don't think that the statute allows Facebook
posting. So, let me ask this way. Can we post it on our Town of Coburn webpage?
Quite possibly. I'd need to look at it.
Yeah, so if you could look into that, because then, you know, I wouldn't list their names on Facebook, but I could say you could go look at the link.
Correct.
I know it's all new technology, so that's going to be, you know.
I know that code provision has very specific what you can and can't do, so I need to look at it to be certain.
If you would check into that. In the meantime, we've instructed Kathy just to mail letters, cheaper postage, let these people know, hey, you owe us taxes, and that will save us quite a bit on the publication in the newspaper. And then you can report back to us all the legal ways that we can advertise the delinquent tax report. Any other questions in regards to that? Is that okay with you, Kathy? You and Jimmy mailing the letters? Okay. All right, next up is Old Business A, purchase of town trash cans.
I hate to bring this back up, but our list is growing. Mayor, do you know if any progress was made off that?
Yeah. No.
And we're needing to order 200 more, is that right?
Yeah. It's the same cost if we order 100 or 200 as far as shipping.
Right.
And the
So about how many are we needing? What is the...
And when we hand them out, let's not hand them out the max amount of four.
Right. I don't know. I don't remember how many.
I don't think people need all those trash cans.
Well, I don't. I use one. We use one. I use four at the pool, but I'm having to have that picked up more frequently. But
it's... Now, the ones at the pool, can we reissue those?
I'm afraid I won't get them back. Mine don't have wheels. Well, two of them do.
Yeah, so they don't have wheels.
I have two that have wheels and two that don't. And if you guys want to take the two with wheels, go ahead and do that and put them back in service. Go ahead. And if there's two more that don't have wheels, we're fine. They can drag them around until they fall apart.
I need to see about ordering some spare parts.
Yeah, we get wheels for them.
Because we don't have any extra wheels.
Okay. We've just been dragging them around. But yeah, if you, I mean, give them, they're outside right now.
And I will say the football field house, by the way, typically they had the big green dumpster and we were dumping that on regularly. Everybody was using it, so they took it away. So they have put out cans that which can be utilized by the trash truck. So can you just make it a routine when you empty it at the schools, swing by the field house when you leave the middle school, and I told them they had to be sitting out at the outside the fence so you all would know.
I can't remember if it's twice a day. You want them every day?
I would say at least twice a week. But I told them that they would have to roll them out, of course, outside the gate. It may be, I would think, no more than twice a week, and I told them that they could purchase themselves up to four cans and put them out. So if you would make sure whoever may be driving the garbage truck.
See what day he can pick them up.
Yeah. And I'm tired of hearing about it. So at this time, I move that we purchase 200 trash cans in the amount of $14,325 using ARPA funds.
Second.
Motion and a second to purchase Town of Coburn garbage cans in the amount specified using ARPA funds. Any discussion? Ms. Sharp, roll call vote.
Carlos Collins?
No.
Devin K. Mooney?
Yes.
Joe Steele? Sharon Steele? Lisa Wood?
Okay, motion carries.
So when we get these trash cans in and stuff, let's tell them, take one. And the request that we're getting more and more, is it more people moving in? Would they move in it?
Or they never got one to begin with?
Right. Never got one to begin with. We've had quite a few new open accounts.
Right? Okay. So, and let's, say you can have a limit of four, but try one and see what you need. And then if one isn't enough, we'll bring you another one. But do a test run because they hold a lot. And we're using one. Family of three, we're using one. How many are you using?
Three.
One. So, try to talk to them about that.
Well, with council's permission, I guess, would you oppose if I present a new ordinance structure for next meeting to look over? So we won't be bound to having the issue for cancer.
I think that would be a good thing to do, and you're grandfathered in prior to that taking into effect. So yeah, if you want to work on a structure for that.
I mean, it's not hard. It's just changing that to four, the wording.
Yeah, you can, figure it out. I mean, we can't, I don't know. I know businesses definitely, if they've not got a dumpster, they're going to need more than one, period. if you start charging them $10 a month for a can, $120 a year, they're going to say, well, I'll go buy a comparable matches what you got at Lowe's.
And that'll be fine. We'll get ours back.
Yeah. I mean, and if, yeah, we're going to reissue them. And we're going to, you know, let them do that if that's what they desire. But I'm not real sure about the $10.
I think majority of the businesses have dumpsters in them. A couple of them that doesn't have the room to put a dumpster in.
Right.
Those are the ones that has the cans.
Okay.
All right, we do have a reason to go into closed session tonight. Legal and personnel, is that all? Okay, at this time I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session A1A8. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.